Part A. Directions.
You will hear 10 short dialogues. For each dialogue, there is one question and 4 possible answers. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and mark it in your test booklet. You will have 15 seconds to answer the question, and you will hear each dialogue only once.
One. Hey, Sally, I'm going to get some chips and water. What can I get for you?
Well, I don't really need anything. Maybe just a Coke. But hurry up. The movie will start soon.
Don't worry. I'll be right back. Two. Is your next-door neighbor moving out?
Yes, she's found a job in London.
Do you know if her apartment's been rented yet? I'm thinking of moving. My apartment is too far away from the company.
I'll inquire for you then.
Three. Hey, Mary, can you do something for me, please?
Sure, Nick. What do you need?
Could you tell Linda that I won't be able to have lunch with her today? I have to meet with a client.
Okay, no problem.
Four. We're all so frustrated because our departmental manager is just hopeless.
What do you mean exactly?
Well, he doesn't know how to manage people. He just upsets everybody. We're all hoping he'll get fired.
You'd better shut up. He's heading straight for us.
Five. I went to the supermarket yesterday. I mean, shopping alone is indeed a challenge.
Didn't Mary go with you?
No way. Even if she didn't have a lot of work in the office, she would prefer staying home.
Six. As an attorney, you have practiced law over 20 years and dealt with all types of cases. It seems that you enjoy your work so much.
Yeah, but you know, my childhood dream was to be a judge. Seven. I love eating in restaurants, but it's so expensive now.
I know. That's why I have stopped going out for dinner. I now meet my friends at noon, because lunch is a bargain at many places.
That's a good idea. Eight. David finally found a new job last week. He has been unemployed for a year.
But Mary told me he is now paid only one-third as much as before.
It is still much better than being out of work. Nine. Do you like our textbook? I think the texts are too long.
For me, long texts are easy to read.
That's an interesting point. But long texts are not suitable for beginners, don't you think?
Well, you have your viewpoint. I have mine. Ten. Listen, John. The report says adults spend an average of 5 hours online at home every day and miss many exciting things.
So what? New evidence of how bad modern technology is?
Come on, at least it fits you well.
Part B.
Directions.
You will hear four dialogues or monologues. Before listening to each one, you will have 5 seconds to read each of the questions which accompany it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have 10 seconds to check your answer to each question. You will hear each piece only once.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following interview with a TV host.
What prompted you to pursue a career as a TV host?
Well, I had no idea I was going to be a TV host. I was actually thinking of going to work in film production or for a talent agency. After college, I first worked for a publishing firm for 2 years. But I never looked for this job. It found me. So I'm as surprised as anyone.
You said you were shy growing up. Is it still hard for you to be in front of the camera?
Since I was very shy, my mom put me in acting classes to help me get over my shyness. I tried it and then realized I have no talent for acting. Well, I'd say I am still shy. I don't tend to go up and introduce myself to others, but at work I'm not shy at all because I know everyone there.
What do you like to do when you are free?
I like watching sports games. Actually, I am a great sportswoman. I do a lot of skiing and skating during the winter, and I play baseball in spring. I also play table tennis, but I think swimming is my favorite sport.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the following dialogue.
Bob, I've been doing the same job for 6 years. It pays well, but I'd like to do a more challenging job. I'm worried about going for an interview. Any advice?
Yes. I guess the first thing is to try to make a good impression.
Sure, a good start is very important. But how do I make a good first impression?
To begin with, you should firmly shake the interviewer's hand while greeting him or her with a smile. Be sure to keep eye contact, especially when listening to the interviewer.
I see. Body language is important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The second thing is to have confidence. You get confidence from being prepared. You should learn a little bit about the company before the interview. You should also anticipate possible questions and think about how you will answer.
Should I memorize my answers beforehand?
Definitely not. That sounds very mechanical. You should be natural when you speak. Just think about how you want to answer, and you can use the interviewer's words in your answer, which shows you've been listening. Then you're sure to make a good impression.
I never thought about that before. That really helps, Bob. Questions 18 to 21 are based on the following dialogue about a visit to Athens, the capital of Greece. Tom, you have a good knowledge of Athens, don't you?
Well, I've been there a few times. Why do you ask?
I'm going to Paris on business next month. They told me I can spend one night in Athens on my way home. I've long been fascinated by this ancient city and want to make the best out of this coming night, you know. What's your advice?
Your stay is short, but it still can be an unforgettable experience. From my experience, you can take the new streetcar from the center of Athens to the Phaleron coast. It's slow, but delightful.
There must be a lot to see on the way.
Sure. When you get to the Phaleron coast, you have two choices. You can turn left for the Paralia.
What can I see there?
A strip of seaside nightclubs and famous bouzoukia.
Bouzoukia?
Yes, they're clubs with live Greek music. But I can't tell you more about them because I turned right for the Peace and Friendship Stadium. From there, walk half a mile and you can see Greece's most charming small harbor, Mikrolimano. If you feel hungry, you can visit the Dorumbaeus restaurant for a dinner of fresh fish and luxurious salads.
Thank you, Tom.
My pleasure. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the following interview with John Smith, CEO of a shoemaking company.
So, John, what's different about Tom's?
Well, Tom's is really simple. For every pair of shoes that we sell, we also give a pair away to a child somewhere in the world that doesn't have shoes.
How did you come up with this idea?
I've set up 5 small businesses in the last 8 years, mainly in media and technology. I was just kind of worn out. I went to South America looking for some time to relax. When I went to a village, I noticed that most of the children did not have shoes. It just shocked me. I wanted to help them, but I didn't just want to give them shoes once. So, I decided to create this business model. That was the idea 3 years ago, and it hasn't changed one bit since.
What does having shoes mean to those kids?
Firstly, it gives them self-worth. It's a sense of wealth in these communities. It's a passport into important things. A lot of kids cannot go to school unless they have a proper uniform, and a proper uniform includes shoes. Thirdly, some horrible foot diseases are completely preventable with shoes. It is actually my biggest focus.